بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of ilm. And from amongst the beauty of ilm is that a person is blessed, as we did in the hadith yesterday, like the fertile ground that absorbs that water. It itself benefits by remaining good fertile soil, and it also benefits others by causing the crops to grow, allowing crops and other vegetation to grow. So it's benefit to itself and benefit to others. So one of the benefits of ilm is that Allah Ta'ala makes a person a means of hidayat for others. In other words, through him and through this ilm that Allah has blessed him, he now becomes a means of people being guided. So people getting closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because of this person's ilm that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. How many pious people in the past, how many people got close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because of them? So that knowledge Allah Ta'ala had given them, that marifat that Allah Ta'ala had given them, they shared the gems, they shared the pearls, they shared whatever goodness they had, those diamonds that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with, they shared it with everyone. So they themselves benefited from the ilm, and they were means of hidayat and benefit for other people also. So this hadith that we're doing today, in that light we'll understand how it's fitting under the virtues of ilm, the virtues of knowledge. And Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال لعلي رضي الله عنه فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من أن يكون لك حمر النعم. متفق عليه. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Hazrat Ali رضي الله عنه, by Allah, I take an oath, who is telling this to his son-in-law Hazrat Ali and his cousin also, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, I take an oath in Allah that if Allah Ta'ala guides a single person through you, one person Allah Ta'ala grants hidayat because of you, it will be better for you than red camels. So this was the occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu the flag to go and fight the people, send them to the people of, fight the people of Khaybar. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when sending him, is telling him this. In other words, first invite them towards Islam. Give them that opportunity towards accepting Islam. If one person accepts Islam, one person is given hidayat through you, it is better for you than red she-camels. Now you have to understand that what this means is red camels, and better for you than red camels, what it means is that in that time and age, this was like the prized possession. A person had those red camels. It's like, for example, the exquisite, you say limited edition Ferraris or limited edition Lamborghinis, whatever catches people's eyes, limited edition. Those were very prized, very special, very, very expensive. So what we look at today is very expensive, very prized, very limited. Those were the red camels of that day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah to one person, it is better for you than these prized red camels. In other words, this is what we should be striving for. This is our investment. Allah Ta'ala uses us to guide people. And sometimes we think we have to be very learned to guide people. We don't have to be very learned. Sometimes you see a person on the working for us, example, black person working for us, simple person, or any person working for us, or sometimes it's a guard on the road, somebody that's there, and they're quite receptive, they're doing nothing much. And we just give them few pearls, few gems, making them think about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. The person doesn't know, ulama explained, he just speaks about the azan, the words of the azan. He doesn't need to be too learned to know the words of the azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Who's causing the raindrops to fall down? Who's causing the crops to grow? Who's causing the sun to come out? Who's causing the sun to set? Simple things you talk to the person. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You speak to him, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Why we believe. You testify in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah sent us into this world for a short while. We're going to live here and then we'll have to go back to Allah Ta'ala. Where are all the old people in your family, in our family? They're all gone. So one day we also have to go. What's going to happen to us? So just speak to a person very simply. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Under this we speak about the beauty of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how he was a man for the people. How he used to smile with them. And how he used to tear with them. And how when they were hungry, he was also hungry. How he'd move. People like to listen to simple, simple things. They don't like to hear about two big, big things. So yeah, he's speaking simple, simple things. Hayya ala salah. We go and pray 5 times a day. Like how we eat minimum 3 times a day. We also have to pray so many times a day. We pray more because this is what we have been sent for. So the person just starts thinking. Therefore, we don't pray just one day in a week. We pray more than that. So, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al falah. This is our success. And then a person now finishes off again with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just by using the words of the azan, he can give a complete dawat to any person that is listening to him, whether it's his staff, whether it's a customer that came in, whether it's somebody on the road. So a person, one person, just one person gets hidayah through him. How fortunate he is. So sometimes we think we have to be too learned. It's not a thing like that. What little we know, we be a means of goodness for ourselves and a means of goodness for others. This was an occasion of jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. May Allah ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being a means of goodness, being a means of hidayat for others. At the end of the day, this is our true investment. The investment of this world, when the eyes close, immediately now the heirs become the new owners of all our assets. Whatever assets we had, we thought we accumulated. Who becomes the heirs of it? Now is the who becomes the owners of it are the new heirs. Whoever the heirs there at that moment, they inherit it immediately. As soon as the eyes close, not even when the person is gone in the qabr, before he's gone in the qabr, before he's even put on the ghusl table, already all the wealth now becomes the ownership of all his heirs. So this is the dunya. Whereas this akhirat investment that will be with us in this world, it will be with us when our eyes close, it will be with us in Jannah also. So therefore, this is what we should be investing it in the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.